Washington has accepted the news of invasion with mixed emotions. The expressions of the man on the street have been remarkably similar to those of representatives in Congress. The dominant note was a prayer for success and expressions of confidence in ultimate victory under the leadership of General Dwight D. Eisenhower. Early this morning, I stopped a Marine corporal in a spar. I asked for their reaction. "Wow," said the Marine, "we'll be home by Christmas." Over in Congress, Senator Edwin C. Johnson said the invasion will prove to be, for Germany, the Waterloo of World War II. House Democratic Leader McCormick made this statement. "Our boys," he said, "are fighting for early victory, to preserve for the future a decent world to live in." The final phase, the invasion, is now on. We have had two terrible wars in less than 25 years. Let us hope that after victory, the United Nations will have courageous leadership that will save the next generations from war. Republican leader Joseph W. Martin said this, "The Allied armies landing in France carry with them the hopes of liberty-loving people all over the world, that the invading forces shall meet with complete success and win an early and decisive victory is the devout prayer of all our people. An early victory and an early return of the fighting men of America to their homes is our fervent hope." But dawn broke over Washington this morning to find the streets of this world capital virtually deserted. It was a bright, cool morning. There was no outward change in Washington. Radio stations and newspapers were, of course, operating with full staffs, as they had been for several hours. The Pentagon building, where the War Department is housed, the Navy Department, other government offices directly concerned with the war, were operating with nearly complete staffs and with additional employees arriving by the minute. But on the streets and in the downtown buildings of Washington, there was no change. Virtually no people seemed to be aware that the invasion had begun. When several were told, they were skeptical. They had seen the error of Saturday, and they had it still in mind. As the morning lengthened, Washington in general still seemed to be concerned only with its early morning business as usual. By 6 o'clock, the number of people on the streets had not increased to any appreciable extent. Invasion or no, Washington is not an early rising town. 8 o'clock is about the earliest starting hour. For 5 minutes, just after 6 o'clock, from the newsroom of CBS in Washington, I watched the corner of 13th and E Streets northwest. In that 5 minutes, two passenger cars, one taxi, one bus, and two pedestrians passed by. During the day, 13th and E is one of Washington's busiest corners, and it is usually crowded until as late as 1:30 in the morning. Crowded with all the color that makes up wartime Washington. For this corner is in the heart of the theatrical restaurant district. During the morning and throughout the evening hours, servicemen and servicewomen in all the uniforms of the United Nations mingle with the thousands in civilian dress. But by 7 a.m., business had picked up a little, but still no more than normal. Laundry trucks were in evidence, and so were the ice trucks servicing the restaurants. And most of the pedestrians were solitary, walking along at leisurely pace. There was no excited greeting, no manifestations whatsoever that the long-awaited invasion was underway. It was not until 7:30, when the 8 o'clock starters began to hurry along, that an undercurrent of excitement was evident. By that time, people on the streets were talking animatedly. The atmosphere changed. Under its bright June sun, Washington in general at last became aware that the big day had arrived. I return you now to New York.